The most important meeting of the International Whaling Commission in a quarter century concluded today in Morocco. For the first time since 1986, the IWC was contemplating allowing commercial whaling on a limited basis. In the deal, whaling nations would have agreed to kill less whales a year than they were previously allowed through a scientific research exemption. The proposal did not garner enough support to pass, however, and whaling nations say the meeting ended in failure. Andy Ottaway, campaign director for Campaign Whale, was in Morocco for the meetings. He spoke to Charles Collins.
I think there's a lot of propaganda by the pro-whaling nations that want to give the impression that the IWC is falling apart and has no function unless it's delivering whaling quotas for them. In actual fact, this is the most important forum for scientists to discuss whale conservation and the threats to whales that they face today from environmental decline, climate change, pollution. All are hugely important issues that threaten the future survival of whales. It's also a very good reason why the whaling ban should stay in place and be enforced for the foreseeable future.
The most controversial proposal on the agenda would allow for a renewal of commercial whaling, but end the scientific whaling, which Japan and other whaling nations have used to kill a lot of whales. They say that the new proposal would end up with fewer whales in total being killed. Why isn't that a good idea?
For 35 years, we've worked very hard to end commercial whaling, and what these proposals would do would legitimize commercial whaling for those countries that have been defying an international conservation treaty, i.e. the IWC's ban on commercial whaling. So we don't want the ban lifted. This is a political deal that's convenient for politicians. It is not a good deal for whales.